John Wayne, a drawn game, a surprise result in many people's eyes. What did you think?
I thought we were lucky to get away with it, to be honest. I thought they were good to come with a game plan to control the ruck speed, and they did that. They did it really well, and it affected the way we attacked, and losing a couple of personnel, that changed how we attacked as well. But the big scheme of things in what the players need to understand is when we have a bit of adversity like that, not much changes. The way we attack, not much changes, but we just felt a bit sorry for ourselves today.
Sean O'Loughlin and John Wells went in off after about 7 or 8 minutes, and what's the news on those two players?
Locke has got a slight pull on his calf, nothing serious, and Jack Wells has rolled his ankle, so we'll assess him tomorrow, scan them both and see you there tomorrow.
So neither of them came back on, you're already down, and of course first half trailing to Huddersfield. What do you say to the boys at half time?
Just think about how we play, how we need to play. Have a bit of whack in your D, show a bit more desire, and just aim up a bit. You know, the way we attack doesn't change that much. So just getting to the correct points. We're losing lockers, that does affect the way we attack a bit, but not much. So just stay in the system, commit to our players, and hopefully we'll get something at the back of it. And unfortunately, we didn't do that today.
It seemed a lackluster performance, really, from Wigan, I've got to say.
Yeah.
What was that down to?
Well, we've had a tough start to the year. We've had some games where we've been up, you know, and the fact is, Trevor, that this is not Cronulla in a World Cup challenge. It's not Warrington in on Sky, but it's the bright lights are out. It was a dour game on a Sunday afternoon and the weather was poor. So I think we fell into the trap and we didn't lift it ourselves. And, you know, we need to be better than that.
Second half, though, you managed to get yourselves on level pegging. There was a couple of times when penalties in front of goal, you didn't go for them. Is that your choice, the players' choice?
Oh, the players, and I'm happy to go with that. You know, if they don't want to take it, they feel good and they feel like they've got Huddersfield, then I'm happy to go with that. So, no problem for me on that.
Were you worried right at the end when Danny Brough sizes up a drop goal that maybe your 100% might have been going the wrong way?
Yeah, you'd have to do. You'd have to be uptight about that when Danny Brough, he's got a great boot on him. And but I thought I was happy with our smartness and our desire to stop him getting that shot in.
So you got the draw. Salford have beaten Castleford, so you're still top of the table.
Yeah, top of the table, by default a bit. I don't think we really earned it today, but we'll improve and we need to improve on Thursday.
Well, you've got Hull, of course, next week to play. What's the situation with players? Because you've had two more go off today. You had Liam Farrell, John Bateman. You seem to have run out of bodies.
Yeah, we are. But the thing about us, Trevor, is that we have a squad, and whoever plays, I expect a certain standard of effort, and the small things what means a lot to us as a club, and we didn't do that today. So it's my job to make sure we're all ready and ready to go on Thursday.
Well, you say you're playing against Hull, so who will you have back, if anybody?
Oliver Gilder, there's a chance with him and that's it, nobody else. You know, if we don't get him, then we'll just get on with it, and hopefully we can work the players and give them enough information that they feel confident we can get Hull.
And what about Hull as a team?
Good team, very, very good team. I like the way they play. They're challenging the collision. We've got some big men, so we need to aim up defensively, be a bit smarter on the floor. You know, but you know, it's a Thursday night game. We'll be looking forward to it.